Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, just after 5 o'clock here on a Friday, and dare I say, a sneaky, good little sports Friday. Rob out, scheduled day, he's not sick. Nemec was supposed to be in, but apparently he caught Rob's feline AIDS. Nemec's dying. Rob's kid is getting married, so he's out. So I'm kind of the last man standing in here, and then is with me as always, and there is the Schnitzel Wolf.
Appreciate you.
So I appreciate you in here slugging it out with me on a, like I said, a sneaky good sports Friday. So we got the Blazers going on right
now. Yeah.
Keeping an eye on that, coming off one of their biggest wins of the year against Cleveland, and now we got the Pistons, so that's mildly interesting, right? We got Troy James Madison going on right now in the Sun Belt Championship, North Texas Tulane, which is a play-in game, that's getting ready to kick off here, and we got UNLV Boise State going on right now. Keep an eye on that, too, because that could have implications.
It could.
If James Madison ends up losing that game, and it's, what, 10-7 right now, James Madison?
Yes.
And they're big favorites against Troy. But keep an eye on that. If on the off chance James Madison loses and Boise State were to go down to UNLV, UNLV's 10-2, and one of their losses is a bad loss to Boise State. If they avenge that, there is a chance that UNLV could make a push to get into the college football playoff if Duke ends up beating Virginia.
I'm rooting for Duke. This is fascinating.
It would be. Well, it would be fascinating. It would piss a lot of people off that if Notre Dame, Texas, who else would be in that mix? Vandy would certainly be in there.
I mean, they've been pissed off for weeks.
But if one of those schools ends up getting the heave and UNLV or James Madison gets in, that certainly would be a fly in the ointment for a lot of people. And while I do understand, I think it's fun to allow the James Madisons of the world, you already have one group of five team getting in, Tulane and North Texas. One of them is guaranteed to be in.
You can't have two.
You probably can't have two.
That the like, whole the
way,
system.
The way no. that works out, and we don't need to get into like what needs to be fixed, but if Notre Dame gets left out, if Miami gets left out, if Texas gets left out, if Vandy gets out, and no offense, but James Madison gets in, come on. Then, and I promise you, if that does happen, things will change. And we already changed a little bit of the format last year based on the way it went about how we do seeding. It'll change again immediately if that were to occur. So it's a nice little night in the world of sports. We'll keep an eye on that. Also, in college football news, as you mentioned, it looks like Penn State, after 56 days, finally has their guy. We don't have the official announcement yet, but it appears that Matt Campbell is going to be the next coach at Penn State. Although I'm not going to lie, I kind of want to see this thing fall apart at the last minute. I think it'd be hilarious because they've gone through like what? Honestly, I think they have reached out and tried to hire, I think at this point, 8 or 9 different coaches that have told them no. How incredible would it be if Matt Campbell, who, by the way, if they end up with Matt Campbell, that's a solid hire. It really would be.
Yeah. I mean, look,
after all you've been through.
Not as good as James Franklin, though.
No, I'm just saying, if you end up with Matt Campbell, look, I think Matt Campbell and James Franklin are relatively the same person.
Okay.
I don't think there's a huge difference in
recruiting
those coaches.
Recruiting-wise, too? I thought Franklin was an elite recruiter compared to Campbell.
And that I don't know, because, again, you can say what you will about Penn State and how it's hard to get kids to state college. It's a lot harder to get kids to go to Iowa State. So,
that's fair.
You know, is he the same recruiter James Franklin is? That I don't know. But he was a very good recruiter. And he certainly upped their profile. But if you end up after all of this with Matt Campbell, that's a nice get, considering where you were at. But I just think it'd be hilarious if Matt Campbell ended up saying no at the last minute. Recruiting news. Chris Henry Jr., who was the kid that everyone was waiting for, number one receiver in the country, son of the late Chris Henry. There was a lot of talk over the last couple of days that Oregon had kind of entered the chat and that Oregon was actually the odds-on favorite. Well, today, turns out not the case. I think it was on the Pat McAfee show. Chris Henry Jr. did commit to Ohio State. So Oregon ended up getting the lot kid, who's another hammer receiver, that actually Andrew Nemec, who does our recruiting stuff, he actually kind of liked Lott a little better than Henry, but he said Henry was a much bigger body and was a different type of receiver. So you landed one big-time receiver and you lost out on the other.
There's so many, though, that have already signed with Oregon. They got the two-way star in Jalen Lott as well. So I just look at the number of high-level recruits that Oregon got. Henry's probably looking at Oregon's roster like, I don't know how much time I'm actually going to see there. I mean, we've already seen it with Mekhi Becton. He was a 1,000-yard rusher, Sook, in college football last season for Tulane. Funny that we're talking about them, but comes to Oregon and has to redshirt because he's not, like, the sixth best running back on the roster.
Yeah,
I bet you Henry saw something similar happening to him at Oregon.
I think that Chris Henry was going to go wherever the hell he wanted to go, and Chris Henry's going to play wherever. Like, no offense to Oregon. No offense to Oregon, okay? But if you're worried about playing time at receiver, where you should be worried about is Ohio State. Oregon has a nice receiving core. Ohio State is wide receiver university. It was Alabama, and it's now Ohio State. Look at the amount of receivers that have poured in. I suppose the reason why he was balking out a little bit, one, he was probably using it a little bidding war to get the price up. And then the other one was Brian Hartline. Brian Hartline was their receivers coach and now their offensive coordinator, and he left. So supposedly it was just a matter of that. And I'm sure he got a few more bucks out of Ohio State.
Probably.
But I thought Oregon outbid everybody. So it turns out it's not just about money. Because I think when you get down into any one of these things, remember, no one really outbids anyone at this level. When you're talking about the number one receiver, the money is essentially equal. This is like the Lane Kiffin Ole Miss thing. Lane Kiffin didn't get more money to go to LSU. He got relatively the same money.
LSU's paying more NIL money for players, though. That is, you're right, but like if one school's saying, I'm going to commit $30 million to your roster, when Ole Miss just doesn't have the funds to commit more than $20 million,
yes.
there is a difference there.
But when you're talking about NIL and a player getting paid,
yeah.
Chris Henry didn't get more money to go to Ohio State than he did to Oregon. He was going to get more for USC. USC and Oregon, they're all in the same. There's this like notion out there that there are some schools that have unlimited budgets, and it's just not true. Like it would be nice if all this stuff was over, was kind of out in the open, but it's just not. But if you think that that one school is willing to pay a kid $1 million and another school is paying a kid $4 million, it's just not true.
I mean, the top overall is making $3 million, right?
Yeah, like, and that's the other one. I had someone, we were talking about Dante Moore yesterday, and in most mock drafts at this point, Dante Moore is a top 5 pick.
Wow.
I mean, you name it. Like, everyone that's coming out, and we're not talking about, like, the dip S's of the world. Like, the people that actually do this for a living. The Dane Bruglers, the Mel Kuypers, the Todd McShays. Dante Moore will be quarterback 1 or 2. It feels like at this moment, whether Ty Simpson comes out or not, it feels like it's Mendoza and it's Moore and then Simpson. But if he comes out, he will be a top 5 pick. But like, there's this idea that like coming back to Oregon, he'll make more money than he will in the NFL. And it's just, that's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. Like an NFL quarterback in his, like Cam Ward made $12 million his rookie year and he signed almost a $49 million guaranteed deal.
Exactly.
So we do have this over evaluation of what college kids are making. Like we want to believe that these kids are making 7, 8, 9, 10, and it's just not the case. The going rate for a 5-star kid at a quarterback, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 to $2.5 million. Dante Moore, when he came here to Oregon, Dante Moore did not get $3 million to come to Oregon. He was a failed 5-star kid at UCLA. Did he get money? Sure. Does he probably have a nice NIL package? Absolutely. Will Oregon put together an aggressive offer to keep him? Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.5 to $3 million. Yes. Can Oregon pay him what the Cleveland Browns will pay him? No. They're not giving him $12 million. It's just not. So when you hear people that are coming in with, you know, $25 or $30 million for a roster, that's for everybody.
Yeah.
And when you do pay one kid $2 or $3 million, that money does have to come from somewhere. There is essentially a salary cap in the world of college football. Like, people do care about that. It's not a hard cap, but there are not unlimited resources. So just remember that. There's not unlimited resources at Oregon. It's not there at Ohio State. It's not there at Texas. So yes, in order to land a Chris Henry Jr., do you have to be competitive? Absolutely. Do relationships and fit and scheme and coaches, does all of that stuff play a factor? Absolutely. And when the money is equal or close to it, that's usually what tips the scale. But if a kid's a 4-star and one school is offering him $500,000 and the other school is offering him $1 million, well, that tips the scale too. But when it comes to the Chris Henrys, no, that's just about where he ultimately decided that he wanted to go. That guy's going to play and that guy's going to get paid regardless of where he goes. But to prove my point about there is not unlimited funds, I thought this was really interesting. I've never seen this, and apparently it happened one other time, but they didn't go through with it. Georgia, as in the University of Georgia, is suing one of their players. Well, I guess he's a former player. He's now a Missouri Tiger. He's Missouri's best defensive lineman, by the way. His name's Damon Wilson. He played 2 years at Georgia. Georgia is actually suing him for $390,000. And by the way, this apparently could go to court because Damon Wilson has hired an attorney and is like, no, I'm not doing this. And I read through it. I thought it was kind of weird. So Georgia is saying that they had a $390,000 NIL deal for this kid. They only paid him $30,000. But apparently in Georgia's deal with him, with Georgia's collective, they basically put in a buyout. They said that if you left in the middle of the year before your deal was done, he owes the rest of the money. So even though they only gave him $30,000, they're suing him for $390,000, basically for breach of contract.
And I'm wondering, is this a consistent piece of language in every piece of paper that all these kids are signing across college football?
I don't know.
Or is this just how Georgia does it? It really is. I mentioned it earlier in the show, Suk. It's like keeping your kid hamstrung to the program and not allowing him to go anywhere. Because, I mean, unless they can negotiate at their next school, hey, Oregon, I want to come here. Can you pay that $390,000 like coaches do? What are they going to do?
And we don't even know if this is enforceable. So his attorney is saying, get out of here.
Yeah.
And so I guess I was reading through on this, and they're saying that you can't. Georgia is suing for damages, saying that they got hurt to the tune of $390,000. And I guess the language is Georgia's going to have to prove that they actually suffered this, not just you owe us this. Mm. They need to sue for damages on this. But they did say this could be a legal precedent setting case. Apparently Arkansas tried to do this. Arkansas said they were going to sue a kid for leaving. They didn't pursue it. So they served the kid, but as far as anyone knows, that hasn't gone anywhere. I think Arkansas just was kind of like, hey, man, this isn't a good look for us. And the kid's attorney, the Wilson's attorney, did say that when this goes to court, you are going to be shocked at how bad Georgia treated this young man. So I kind of want to see this play out in court. I kind of want to see what happened behind the scenes. But I do think it's interesting now that as we get into these sorts of deals where you're giving kids hundreds of thousands of dollars, or you're giving kids, you know, millions of dollars, there's always been this, what repercussion do the schools have?
Yeah.
Well, apparently in the case of Georgia, they are putting basically buyout language, and coaches have buyouts. Will players start to have buyouts, and are they enforceable? So I think this is just something to keep an eye on. And who knows, by the way, if this goes to court. Georgia may not want this to go to court. Georgia may not think that this is a good precedent to set. But Georgia is the one that filed the lawsuit. So this world is changing rapidly. And if Georgia is successful in getting this money back, I promise you, this will not be the last of these. And I also wonder how many different provisions are being put into these contracts across the board. Because you know Georgia's not the only one.
Of course not.
Not the only one. Schools are trying to protect themselves. It's just, are they enforceable?
It's the wild, wild west of college football right now, man. Yeah. We need a collective bargaining agreement in this sport for basketball and for football. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to be able to like group all the other volleyball, cross-country, baseball schools into that deal, but it's literally, what, five, you know, power conference commissioners basically running things. The NCAA president has no power.
Well, but that's the problem. Until there is a union, until it's collectively bargained, this is kind of all you're left with is trying to sign some contracts and then suing people.
Basically.
But the NCAA keeps losing in court because, again, you can't. It's like what the leaked Penn State AD audio.
Yeah.
He's claiming that Oregon is he's claiming that Oregon is fining players $10,000 for being late to meetings. I actually, first off, I don't believe that at all. And second, I don't think that's legal. Those kids aren't employees. How are you fining a kid $10,000 for not showing up to work on time when he's not an employee? I'm not, I can't imagine that Oregon does that. I can't imagine anyone does that. And again, not certain that it's legal. Not certain that it's legal.
I've got to go find this other story, Suk, but I swear there is another major university. I think it's Georgia or another SEC school that there was inside information on the list of fines that they could have to pay if you miss class, don't show up with your playbook.
But that you're
really
having
strict kind of things.
I'm waiting for someone to sue because that, again, has to be a contract. I can't, I am an employee of Odyssey.
Yeah.
I can't walk in 5 minutes late for the show and then have Odyssey be like, by the way, I'm fining you $10,000. I'm like, excuse me?
If you signed a piece of
paper. If I signed a piece of paper.
With that language in it, then yes, they can.
But how can a kid sign a piece of paper in an employment contract when he's not an employee?
It's not an employment contract. It is in that commitment.
I would love to see the legality of this. I would love to see a kid get fined $100,000 by a school for being late and be like, okay, well, I'll see you in court.
Well, and what I'm reading here online is that they might get around it, Suk, because I understand this isn't the contract, but also you can be kicked off the team for doing stuff detrimental, right?
Yeah.
So they're attaching those behaviors to the NIL collective's payments to the team.
I'm telling you.
I understand your holes being poked in that.
If this is true and you are literally suing kids for breaking contracts and you're fining kids for not showing up, this again goes to you are literally peeing in the face of employment across the board. It's amazing to me that they keep losing in court and yet they keep trying to do this. And the one way around it is the one thing that no one wants to admit. And that's just employees and sign a contract, but we'll see what happens. Take a look ahead of the NFL week because we have a nice little weekend coming up in the world of college football. Also a nice week in the NFL. So we'll set the stage for the weekend games, big week in both, and then Joey Harrington will join us for his two segments coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Boy, this just came across the old ticker tape parade. This one stings, by the way.
Yikes.
So we were talking that Penn State basically has a new head coach, Matt Campbell. And while it took him like 56 days to find one, apparently it took Iowa State about 54 minutes. Jimmy Rogers is going to be the next coach. And again, this is being widely reported. Pete Thamel, bunch of the stations up in Spokane. So Jimmy Rogers, one and done at Washington State.
Not surprised. He, of course, had won a national title at South Dakota State before he came to the Cougars. I'm pretty sure he's a Midwest guy.
It just sucks, though. Like,
yeah, as a Duck fan, I have felt this with multiple coaches leaving your program in a quick amount of time and in the position that the Cougars are in right now, man.
Well, I've said all along, what's happening to college football is chaotic, but ultimately it's leading to a better product. You may not like it, and you may not like the change, but the playoff is better than anything we've ever had. There's more opportunity ever. Players are getting paid. Even the transfer portal is allowing, I mean, think about like guys like Bo Nix that were basically washouts that got a second breath of life, or Michael Penix going into Washington. And we've seen TCU play for a national championship. We've seen Washington play for a national championship. We're seeing North Texas and Tulane get a crack at that, Boise State. So, and the numbers are huge right now, right? I mean, it's doing what I think, It's the second biggest revenue generating sport in America behind the NFL. Like, so college football is not dying and it's not sick. There's problems with it, but it's actually really good. It doesn't mean that there's not some broken eggs when the omelet got made. And two of those eggs are Oregon State and Washington State. It sucks. And this is an example that I thought Washington State handled the demotion about as good as you can handle it. I think they botched it, so to speak. But I think Washington State, I thought they handled it really well, and I thought they made a good hire. And there's another bowl season. I thought he did a nice job up there, and I thought they were positioned for maybe the next couple of years to try to build something. Unfortunately, Jimmy Rogers did too good a job because he's one and done, and now he's out of there. And that's kind of the crappy part that when you hire the young and up-and-coming coach. And I know Oregon State fan right now, some of them are laughing, some of them are scared, because that's the idea of I heard the new Oregon State coach on with the morning guys.
Yeah, DeMarcus Shepherd.
And I think he comes across really, really well. I think I'm very impressed. And what he was able to do from a recruiting class standpoint in a short period of time, I think he did a really, really nice job. But I think this is why some of the Oregon State fans were scared about going with someone like that. It's the idea of, at the first sign, is he gone? And I don't know how great a job Iowa State is. It's certainly not Penn State, right? It's certainly not Virginia Tech, but it's a solid job. And maybe, like you said, maybe he's that sort of guy that is is looking for that, or maybe he was looking for the next train out of town. I just wish that Washington State had some stability. And I hope Shepard's there at Oregon State. But if he does have success, he's not going to be there for 10 years. That's the law of the jungle. There's only so many schools that get to keep their coach. And we found out, you know, LSU is not even one of those schools, right? It's hard to keep your coach in this day and age. I just think most of us thought that Jimmy Rogers was going to be at Washington State for a little bit longer.
You kind of hoped like a 2 or 3 year runway. Everybody's been talking like, hey, Jamarcus Shepard, if he succeeds at Oregon State, he's probably going to be gone in 2 years, maybe three. Yeah, that was at least your peak hope. But now for the second time in as many years, they are looking for a new head coach,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that stinks.
And the pool to draw from at this point,
well, that's the other one.
Starting to get pretty low.
Well, and that's the other one. How many coaches have already been picked over? So yeah. Montana State, you know, Vegan State at Montana State. A lot of those guys have already used these job offerings to sign extensions at their places. And now you're competing again with, you know, the Tulanes and the James Madisons that have already lost there. So yeah, you are kind of behind the eight ball. At least you got through recruiting. It was a nice recruiting class. The Cougs had the number 4 group of 6 recruiting class.
Yeah, but how many of those
now leave?
Go to Iowa State, because they do. You still get the waiver of if a coach leaves, you get to leave as well. Yeah. So great recruiting class, but yikes.
Yeah. So sorry, Cougs, that stinks. I do not actively root against Oregon State or Washington State. I can't. I think in the grand scheme of things, when the crap rode downhill, Washington State and Oregon State were at the bottom of it, and you deserve better. So when I say that I think college football is in a good spot and I think it's healthy, I understand to those fan bases that couldn't be further from the truth. And I feel your pain. That just stinks. But it should be a good weekend. I mean, we got Tulane and North Texas going on right now. And then I think championship week is interesting. Now, the SEC doesn't do a lot for me, believe it or not. Alabama and Georgia, I mean, it's funny because that is the marquee, right? Alabama, Georgia, that's where College Game Day is going. I don't believe for 1 second that Alabama is going to get left out. And honestly, that game to me, I don't know how much it means for either one of those schools, but the Big 12 title game has huge implications in it. I think the ACC title game is interesting. And the one that not a lot of people are talking about, and it's a shame, and by the way, from a ticket price standpoint, it is the most expensive ticket over the weekend.
Ooh.
And that's Indiana, Ohio State. Do you know the get-in price of that thing is like $500?
That is nuts.
Well, remember, it's also in Indianapolis, and Indiana is playing in this. Indiana hasn't won a Big Ten title in like 70 years. So you can say for that game, it doesn't matter because both of those teams are going to get first-round buys. It matters to Indiana. I don't know how much it matters to Ohio State, but Ohio State hasn't won the Big Ten in a couple years either. And so I actually think that you're going to get two heavyweights swinging at each other. And when you look at some of like the metrics, Pro Football Focus has that as the number one, number two team in the country. It also has as the number one offense, number three defense, and the number two offense and number four defense. And it's first round picks littered. Indiana has first round talent across their roster, and Ohio State has first and second and third round talent at every single level. So I'm actually excited for this one. And I know that, you know, ultimately this might feel better if it was more like a play-in game. But I do think that at least in this, in the Big 12 and the ACC, I think you are going to get everything. I don't know about Georgia. I don't know. Alabama, I think, still feels like maybe they have some work to do. I don't know what it means to Georgia. But so far in these title games, we've yet to see a team lay down. That's always seems to be the fear. Oh, what happens when one of these teams just decides to check out?
Yeah.
We haven't seen it, and I don't think we're going to see it. I think at the end of the day, to the kids, once you get onto the field and the coaches, I think that championship week is still going to mean something to them, even if both teams have their spots secured. So nice little weekend of football coming up in the world of college, and unfortunately some bad news for Washington State fans. All right, we come back. Joy Harrington joins us for his Friday visit. Two big segments before we move into the club on this festive Friday. Here, though, is Schulze with a sports update.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Waking up on Monday and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive, and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
The jingle makes me happy each and every Friday that we get to talk to this gentleman, friend of the program, master of the piano, an okay quarterback. Jay Joseph Harrington joins us. Joey, how are we doing, brother?
Well, I thought we established it's more than a jingle. It's a theme song. The other one was just a jingle.
That's
like
true. This is a full-on
theme. You asked me to write an 80s sitcom theme song.
Yeah, and let me just say, this is not recency bias. This isn't just because I'm talking to you. That is my favorite part of the week. Like any like one thing on the show, like a reoccurring thing, a drop, an opening, a segment, whatever, that right there puts me in a better mood than
anything else on this program. And I think what the world needs is more 80s theme songs, because you can't be upset when a great theme song is being played.
That's very kind of you to say. You know what puts me in a great mood?
What's that?
Not having to talk to Rob.
Well, he's a big fat jerk. Well, he was gone all week because he was, quote, ill. And then he came back. Look, it was against all odds.
Gone all what? All this week?
Yeah, he was gone. He was Rob's immune system. Well, Rob's immune system.
Look, hold on. Back up. I need to be in your guys' world more than just on Friday. Can you just run that up the flagpole? Like, because you say he was gone all week. It's like, there you guys exist other than just like Friday evenings. I didn't know that happened.
It is true. Every now and then they let us on the air. But like his immune system, it's first off, he's been very proud of his immune system lately. He claims that he's fixed his immune system, and like he just got done bragging about it, and then he goes down hard. And it's always around going into vacations or coming out of vacations. It never fails. So like he had the 4 days for Thanksgiving, got sick, was gone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Today was supposed to be a day off. So the odds of him rebounding and coming back on Thursday, dude, is 100-to-1 shot. And the son of a gun, he showed up for a 1 day work week today.
Wait, hold on.
Yep.
1 day work week today?
Well, I guess it would have been yesterday. Yeah. One day
where
he came in yesterday was the 1 day that he worked. And then today was a scheduled day off.
Where is he?
He, believe it or not, meet little Tristan, stepson of one Isaac Robb, getting married today. Which makes me feel a good
deal. Do you guys have kids that are getting married?
It makes me feel so, so old. Because
my body makes me feel old. So
that's a given.
How old are your kids?
Dude, I got old kids. So my oldest is 28 and she lives in Korea. And then I've got a son.
What the hell?
Yeah. Well, you would know
we're the same age, right?
Yes. We are the same age. Same graduating class, high school, all that. You would know this if I was invited over to the couch. Just saying.
Oh, you were invited to the couch. You just didn't come over. Rock did.
Damn it. That is true. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally got the couch invite.
I did get the one invite. I've noticed, by the way, that I missed that window. I haven't been invited, back. It was a one and done.
It's been a soccer-centric fall. Last year's couch invite was around a Duck game.
Yeah.
But this fall has been very soccer-centric in the Harrington household. And in fact, we're just getting ready to head out the door to the University of Portland. Oh. First time they have hosted the men's Elite Eight out on the Bluff.
Did you guys gather today and watch the World Cup, what to do, the draw?
Did not gather. That would because kids are at school, that whole thing, that education first before sports, but nobody really follows that.
No one pays any attention to that.
No, but I did follow the draw. Yeah, I'm aware.
That was my first time actually like sitting down. I told you I'm trying to be more involved in soccer. It's not in my wheelhouse, but I'm making an attempt. And I will say, boy, I had no idea that thing. One, it was awkward as hell. But like the amount of people that were involved in that, star-studded. But the weird Freedom FIFA thing and that was kind of bizarre, but it was kind of cool. They kept having to redraw because like the little balls in there were coming up wrong because they couldn't the host teams couldn't face each other. So I checked it out a little bit.
You said they were pulling the wrong balls.
Even the guy, the FIFA guy, even like he was making ball jokes. Remember, he was like, you got to like mingle the balls a little bit. Yeah, he knew what he was doing. I know it was like a second language, but he was in there. He was mingling around the balls, and I was like, that's a purpose pitch.
Yeah, there was a couple reasons why I didn't watch, but I didn't actually watch the show, so we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. But did you like the U.S. draw, though? I mean, with all of my expert soccer takes, I've heard and I've deduced that it's a favorable draw for the U.S.
It is. Yeah, I'm trying to think now offhand. Of course, I immediately thought group of death was England, Croatia, Ghana. Mm-hmm. But what was the other one? Senegal and Erling Haaland and Who else was it? Anyway, I can't remember them offhand. But yeah, U.S. got a pretty favorable draw. Like, I'm looking at that, Sandy. Yeah,
Paraguay, you know, Australia?
Yeah, like, let's not screw this thing. And South Korea, I think.
Yeah. Well, we'll screw it up. Yeah. I have no faith. Yeah, I have no faith in U.S. soccer. But, you know, it's fun. I'm going to try to go to a game. You know, the fact that they're on the West Coast, I figure this will be my one chance to go to a World Cup game. So you got to make the effort.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We are planning on it. Absolutely.
Are you going north or are you going south?
We are at the moment. We have a couple plans. We have a plan to go north in double north in June and single north in July.
Okay, so you're doing Seattle and Vancouver.
That's the plan at the moment.
Now, have you ever seen a World Cup? You've been to a World Cup final, right?
I have. Yeah. I was 50 yards from Zidane's headbutt and the Italian flop. Yeah. It was that was a spectacle for sure.
Because I've never been to a World Cup game. I've been to a couple. We're in Portugal, and I got to go see a World Cup qualifier between Portugal and. God, now I'm trying to remember who they were playing.
You just sent me pictures of that.
Yeah.
You were rubbing it in that you were having a pint and watching Cristiano Ronaldo while I was doing laundry in the old basement. So,
I will tell you this. Your song, your theme song makes me happy. And whenever I have an opportunity to do something cool in soccer, you are the first one that comes to mind. Like, if I don't have many people in my sphere that would appreciate, you know, a World Cup qualifier in a foreign country. And that's you. I sent you one when I was in Italy early this year when we went and saw, Florence play? And then the Portugal game. Because I just, like, if that was the soccer environment in the U.S., it's easier to get involved in soccer when you go and see those other environments in Europe.
I'm trying to think of what, I mean, part of it is just European culture.
Yeah.
That is different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, the U.S. has American football.
Yeah.
And that's what all the passion goes into. Do people love the NBA? Sure.
Yeah.
You don't see as many fist fights and, you know, you go to a Raiders Chiefs or a Raiders Bronco game or, you know, something like that. And people are going to be getting a little sideways. It doesn't happen as much in the NBA, but yeah, like European football and American football are very similar in that. I don't know that there's necessarily, do you have room in the emotional stratosphere for two strenuous fandoms? You know, can you be overly passionate about American football and your local MLS team? Is that possible?
I don't know. I'd say this, you can't fake big time. You can't. It's either there or it's not, right? You can't create it. You can't fake it. It's just, it's there. And you know it. The best example is, you know, growing up a couple times, I had a girlfriend in high school that went and played women's basketball at University of Oregon. And so I would go down, I'd visit her sometimes, and we'd go to Mac Court. And whether you were watching the men's team or the women's team play at Mac Court versus now at Matthew Knight Arena, you can't fake that. You can't recreate it. I don't know why. I don't know everything that goes into it, but one felt big time and one does not. And so when you go to a European soccer game, it feels different. There is a buzz. There is an energy. It is different. And even when the Timbers are rocking, and I love going to the Timbers games and the Thorns games, and it's, you know, I was there for the MLS championship a couple years ago when the Timbers played. It was a really cool event. It doesn't feel the same. It just,
here's
it,
why.
And you can't fake it.
I'm gonna 100% tell you why, unequivocally, inescapably give you the reason.
Okay.
Because in Europe, every suburb has a team.
Yeah.
Right? You go to England and, you know, and it's not just Arsenal and Tottenham. It's not just Chelsea. Like, you know, you literally have a football club every 10 to 20 miles, if that. And so it's like, here's a great example, which is completely off the rails. Mm-hmm. We had a chance to go to the Palio in Siena, mm-hmm. the it's essentially like a wild horse race where all of the neighborhoods get together.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It was one of the craziest. And what they do is they bareback ride these horses around. They put dirt into the patio in the center. And there's like a 90-degree corner. And what happens is all of the neighborhoods imagine like it's Pioneer Courthouse Square and it's Selwood against Eastmoreland, against Goose Hollow, against Laurelhurst, against Irvington, against, you know, you just like start going like neighborhood by neighborhood around West Sylvan and every, you know, but Irvington hates Goose Hollow and Laurelhurst hates Eastmoreland. And so what'll happen is the jockey from one team will team up with another jockey to then pin a horse in, and they'll start like kicking them, like kicking the horse before the race starts. And it's like this incredible 100 years of animosity between these neighborhoods that are just like a stone's throw away. And that's what you get with European football. Is it's not like Portland playing Houston, where you got to get on a 3.5-hour flight, you know, across six states just to end up playing in it. It's literally like, hey, let's take Max from Gresham to Hillsborough. And when we get out, we are going to absolutely mess these people up. Yeah. Like that's what exists in Europe that we don't get here, is the history and the proximity between all these teams.
Dude, that makes so sense. And so much sense. And they take it like, for us, we only have a few things that we consider to be important and major. And that's, you know, the three or four major sports, but you're so right, because even in those smaller soccer leagues or the smaller rugby leagues or whatever, even though they're not anything other than local, to them, it's still as big as what we would consider an NFL game.
Oh, it is. Because I don't want to say it's all they have, but like so much of the town, so much of the neighborhood, so much revolves around that football club. It's a social connection. It's a point of pride. It's pretty cool.
So I'm trying.
I'm
making an effort. I'm making an effort to try to get into soccer more. I struggle, but it's a work.
You should make an effort to stay on time, because I know Buck is killing you back there.
Well, I got Schultzy today, so we'll figure
screw
it out.
Him then. You're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back on the other side of things, and when we do come back, we'll talk about a sport that people do care about here, and that's college football. We got championship week. We'll take a look ahead into the Ducks playoff scenario and kind of what you think of their chances. So that when we come back, segment two with Joey coming up here on a Football Friday. We're back. We're talking to Joey Harrington every Friday. We're switching gears from European football to American football, and take a look at the championship week. Take a look ahead with Oregon. Oregon obviously solidified their spot. They're probably going to be the 5 seed, a chance, depending on what happens this weekend, maybe to move up into the 4. I want to start with this.
We need to talk about how dumb that is, but anyway, go ahead.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, we can sit here and we can bitch and moan about the system all we want. It's better than the old one that we had. I mean, think back in the day, would you have cared where you were at, you know, that 2001 season? You just at least would have had a chance.
You would have been in, but my point is, how do you, one, not play in a conference championship game and have an opportunity to be a top 4 seed? And two, how do you play in a conference championship game with the possibility of losing and knocking yourself out?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't get those. That doesn't make any sense to me.
And they say for like, you know, they always said that the conference title games couldn't hurt you. They could only help you. But there's that whisper that maybe if something happened to Alabama, I don't buy that for a second. But for BYU, there is zero chance. They're 11-1. They lose the conference title game. Thanks for coming. No one gives a rip. So it is a weird.
Virginia loses. Yeah. They're out. Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah. So conference title games in some ways, like, to me, they're just antiquated. I don't know what you do about it, because winning the conference used to be when we played. This is, again, we're 1,000 years old with Rob and his kid getting married. But winning the conference used to be the goal. And now, I'm not going to say it's irrelevant, but, you know, go ask Oregon and Ohio State last year if that Big Ten title means a whole lot.
You give me a choice between a conference and a nation, I know which one I'm taking.
Yeah. Well, now we got the roles, you know, flip, because last year, you know, it was Oregon sitting in the same seat that either Indiana or Ohio State is, and whereas Oregon gets right. to hang out, don't do anything for a week, get rested, and then probably get a tune-up game against a team that you're going to be 3 touchdown favorites over.
Yes. And I don't know that that's the biggest key for me.
No?
No. Where's DeCorian Moore?
Yeah.
That is it. And we've talked about it for a year. It's the Jeremiah Smith. You know, it is Oregon has been waiting for that impact wide receiver.
Yeah.
The guy that absolutely tore the Ducks up for Ohio State last year. And that is what we've been missing. And then we got him and we were rolling and now he's gone. Now, that's not to say that Oregon isn't still a fantastic football team and that they couldn't still go win a national championship. And it's so funny that, you know, we're sitting here 12 months ago saying, oh my God, we're going to run this thing. This is the year.
Yeah.
And right now we're pretty much in, you know, just about the same position. And we're thinking like, okay, like how's this going to, but that's at a certain point. And credit Donte Smith, he has been so incredibly efficient. He has there was a game or two stretch in there in the middle where he had to figure things out,
yeah.
where he was literally missing his top, six pass catchers at one point.
It was a lot.
And since then, he's figured out how to make it work. And credit Will Stein for, you know, figuring out how to put his pieces in the right place. At a certain point, you're going to have to score a lot of points. You're going to have that explosive play. You're going to have that moment. Could it be Sadiq? It could be.
Yeah.
But historically, you know, Penn State had it with Kyler Warren.
Yeah.
You know, and that got him to a certain point, and then they ran out of steam. Right. That explosive wide receiver was the piece that we plugged in this year. And now at the critical point, we are missing it.
Well, think about too, like how I know it's not the same as having DeCorian Moore, but think about how big Benson has been in the absence of that. You know, and they're not always like these 9 catches, you know, sort of performances, but from the punt return to the catch against Washington, I mean, he has been the one up the seam against Iowa. I mean, he has been amazing for Oregon, kind of pulling some of these stuff out of the fire. But you're right that, you know, when you do have to get in a run where you may have to play Texas Tech, Ohio State, Georgia back to back to back. Yeah, you need to find a way to get healthy.
If you're going to, what's the best way to put it? If you got to make one play,
yeah.
If one play is going to be the difference between advancing and going home,
yeah.
I mean, hell, I played with a bunch of Bensons, right? You know, it's like we had all sorts of Bensons around.
Yeah.
I know the type of player that I would want to have there, and maybe I'm just not, maybe I'm not looking in the right places, or maybe I haven't heard what, you know, a non-contact knee injury in practice. Have they said anything?
No, I mean, they keep everything so tight. The best that I heard, and now obviously this has gone on for multiple weeks, the best piece of intel that I got, and take it for what it's worth, because that place is, you know, loose lips sink ships, was serious injury, but they did not think it was season ending, which, you know, does that mean 2 weeks from now? Does it mean in a national title game? I don't know, but that was all that I ever heard. But man, it's tough to get anything out of that place.
Well, the moment I heard non-contact knee injury,
it's not great
at practice. You chalk it up.
Yeah.
You and I both know what that means.
Yep. I would like to think that if it was season ending ACL or something, that we would have heard about it by now, right? Because then we're into a surgery, then we're into something. Doesn't mean that there's not a different knee ligament tear or something, but that's what I, at this point, I'm assuming we would have heard if it was season ending surgery. So now you just got to cross your fingers and hope that not just he comes back, but you got Gary Bryan Jr. and what if Stewart comes back? Because that was always the one, too. Someone said there's a chance maybe at the end of the year that he plays. So you could get a serious influx of talent that comes flooding in here in a couple of weeks. If.
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 Ifs and buts.
Yeah. Well, if I told you right now, I'll give you Ohio State and Georgia and or the field. Who are you taking?
Well, that includes Oregon.
Yep. Because it feels as open as it's ever been, and yet I just kind of have a hunch that it's going to be Ohio State or Georgia.
I don't know why I still don't put Georgia. Shame on me for probably thinking that way. But for me, it feels like Ohio State and Indiana.
Yeah.
And so I might have to take the field on that one, just because there's a couple different. You know, does Alabama get hot? Does Oregon get healthy? Does Indiana, you know, finally convince people?
Indiana has shut me up so much this year, and yet I think it's just a bridge too far for me. I struggle. We'll see what happens because I thought they were going to get pushed around by Oregon. They did not get pushed around by Oregon. They were better than Oregon. And now here you have a chance in the Big Ten title game, and we can say that doesn't matter. I promise you to Kurt Cignetti and Indiana team that hasn't won that damn thing. I promise you that matters. And if they find a way to beat Ohio State or this team goes down to the wire, I will rethink my stance of taking Ohio State and Georgia versus the field. I have a hard time getting by. It's Indiana, even though I saw them come into Autzen Stadium and kind of push around Oregon.
There are two games. Actually, there's three games that I care about this weekend.
Yeah.
University of Portland against Furman tonight. Wrexham against Preston.
Of course.
Tomorrow morning.
Of course.
And Ohio State, Indiana. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Georgia, Alabama, whatever. You know, Texas, You know, actually, BYU game could be fun. The BYU game could be fun.
Right? Yeah. Like, I think about this in the terms of modern college football. I've said this a million times. I am not a BYU honk, right? It doesn't ruin my day. I don't have the same sort of connection to my university that you do to yours. But I am proud of the football that I played when I was there. I was proud of my education.
As you should be.
I was proud that we did it. I thought we did it as close to the right way as you can do. I really respect Kalani, who was a teammate of mine. So, I've come around, but I was resound to the fact that we were never going to be able to compete with the big boys. And it was one of the things I regretted by going there is not getting that opportunity on a week-to-week basis to play against the very best. We did it two or three times a year in non-con, but I just kind of resound that was just my lot in life, even as a fan. And so to see this kind of new world, which in some ways sucks, but it's opened the doors. That if you have a school that's willing to spend and you're smart about it, you can compete. And so for me, I'm kind of excited. Now, I don't think we beat Texas Tech. They beat the brakes off us. I think they're going to do it again. But the fact that BYU for the second year is sniffing around this thing, I think that's one of the cool things about this new world of college football, that you can rise up with, you know, some money and some boosters and some people that care.
All you need is cash.
Yeah. I mean,
all you need is cash.
Michigan State just got a $400 million donation. I mean, and I know not everyone, you know, has that, but you know, there is that idea of Texas Tech, right? Had a couple football players that started an oil company. Next thing you know, they're in this. You know, all those years ago, you know, who would have thought that some guy that was running track and, you know, in a waffle iron would change the course of an entire university and how many different people's lives. So I kind of think that's an American dream, not to get all cheesy and nostalgic, but I think that's cool that you don't have to be Ohio State nowadays to kind of rise up and get a place at the table.
Well, between the two of us, I think BYU is going to win. So, you know, the one thing we didn't circle back on is, did you date Brianne Meharry?
Did I what?
Date Brianne Meharry?
No. I was Angelina Wolvert. She was my high school.
No way.
Yeah, she was my
of
high school.
Of course, I know Angela. Yes.
Yeah, she was my high school girlfriend.
away. Yeah. What a small world.
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, God, who came in that class? It was Brianne. And it was Angelina.
Yeah. So
here you go.
This was kind of like the dirty little secret of the NCAA. But, you know, they used to be able to hold your scholarship and not let you transfer places. And I got to BYU and was like, I made a mistake. It's just like, it wasn't for me. And through those back channels, I reached out and was like, hey, if I put this thing in the wind, is there a place for me up in Eugene? And my coaches got wind of it and they shut that thing down real, real fast. They're in a different world. I could have been going to Eugene because of her. She was telling me how great it was and, you know, how much fun. And I got to meet a couple of the football players. And then, that was not as transfer friendly as it is.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that freshman class or that class that came. There were a couple junior college transfers from Australia.
Yep.
Angelina and Brianne.
Yep.
And there you go.
Jenny Moe was one of those basketball players. Yeah, there was all. So
was Jenny Moe our class, or was she a year ahead?
I don't remember. She just said, God, I'm 1,000 years old. But I just remember I visited the school.
Was Oregon right there.
Yeah, I visited the school a handful of times. And so I'd get to meet some of those, you know, girls and get to meet some of the football guys and kind of got stoked on it until one day my offensive line coach called me in and said, this will never happen, just so you
know. So you're saying there could have been a world which I had my hands on your butt.
Yes, it was very, very close. I was very unhappy at BYU. And
you would have been happier if my hands were on your butt.
Right. Isn't it weird that all these years later, hands and butts not happening, but here every Friday we get to share a fun theme song and whatever the hell this is.
All right, buddy.
All right. Have a good one. That's Joey Harrington each and every Friday, brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Club, or should I say the club. Coming up next, right here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La, 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.